The digital revolution wasn't built by solitary geniuses working in isolation. It emerged through collaborative creativity spanning generations. Walter Isaacson's The Innovators shatters the myth of the heroic inventor, revealing instead how our digital world was shaped by teams of diverse minds working across time. When Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg celebrated this book, they weren't just acknowledging a great read, they were recognizing a profound truth about innovation itself. The devices dominating our lives today weren't born from singular brilliance, but from the messy, fascinating dance of human collaboration. This pattern repeats throughout computing history. Breakthroughs happen when visionaries partner with engineers, when theorists meet practitioners, and when dreamers find builders who can turn imagination into reality. The story of computing isn't just about technology. It's about the uniquely human capacity to build on each other's ideas across generations, creating something greater than any individual could achieve alone. In 1833, 17-year-old Ada Byron attended a demonstration of Charles Babbage's mechanical calculator and saw something nobody else did. Not just a mathematical tool, but the seed of a revolutionary new partnership between humanity and machines. As the only legitimate child of the romantic poet Lord Byron, Ada combined her father's creative imagination with her mother's mathematical discipline, embodying what she called poetical science, the marriage of art and logic that would define computing's future. Under mathematician Mary Somerville's mentorship, Ada developed her brilliant mind. When tasked with translating an Italian paper on Babbage's more ambitious analytical engine, she added extensive notes that secured her place in computing history. These annotations contained four revolutionary concepts. She distinguished between specific purpose and general purpose computing, recognized machines could manipulate symbols beyond just numbers, created the first published computer algorithm, and thoughtfully addressed the limits of artificial intelligence. Despite dying tragically at 36, Ada's vision of machines as partners of human imagination planted seeds that would blossom a century later. Her understanding that computers could be creative tools rather than mere calculators anticipated our digital age with remarkable clarity. Innovation emerges when technology catches up to imagination. Charles Babbage's 1837 computer concept waited a century for realization, as key technological advances were still needed. 1937 established computing's core principles: digital operation, binary systems, electronic components, and general-purpose programmability. Alan Turing's universal computation theory and Claude Shannon's work linking Boolean logic to electrical circuits created the foundation for digital computers. At the University of Pennsylvania, John Mauchly and J. Presper Eckert built ENIAC in 1945. With 17,468 vacuum tubes, it computed 100 times faster than its predecessors, earning them recognition as the computer's primary inventors. The digital revolution accelerated when Bell Lab scientists created the first transistor in 1947. This breakthrough emerged from their collaborative environment, uniting theoreticians and engineers under William Shockley, Walter Bratton, and John Bardeen. Women played a pioneering role in early programming during World War II. Grace Hopper created the first programming manual and developed reusable code blocks called subroutines, while ENIAC's six female programmers mastered complex operations using only blueprints and wiring diagrams. Stored program architecture emerged as a crucial advancement, allowing instructions to be kept in computer memory rather than loaded manually. John von Neuss refined this concept, showing how erasable memory enabled computers to modify their own programs. The challenge of hand-soldering countless connections, known as the tyranny of numbers, sparked the integrated circuits invention. Jack Kilby demonstrated the first working version in 1958, while Robert Neuss developed a more practical design using printed copper lines on silicon oxide. Gordon Moore's 1965 observation that circuit complexity doubled yearly became Moore's law, evolving from prediction to industry benchmark that drove decades of innovation. The personal computer revolution transformed computing from institutional to individual use, inspired by Vannevar Bush's 1945 Memex vision. This shift emerged from an unlikely Bay Area alliance of engineers, entrepreneurs, MIT hackers, and hippies, united by DIY innovation and anti-establishment values. Douglas Engelbart's landmark 1968 Mother of All Demos introduced collaborative documents, real-time editing, graphics, and hypertext linking that would define modern computing. Community pioneers like Fred Moore and Lee Felsenstein reimagined computers as empowerment tools, with Felsenstein's 1973 Community Memory Project creating an early model for internet communities. Ed Roberts's Altair 8800, launched in 1975, became the first successful mass-market personal computer, while Intel, founded by Noyce and Moore, showed how flat hierarchies and Grove's blend of accountability with creativity could drive innovation as effectively as technical expertise. The internet emerged from collaboration between military, academic, and corporate entities. Joseph Licklider, Lick, pioneered decentralized networks and human-machine interfaces, envisioning in his 1960 paper, Man-Computer Symbiosis, a partnership where humans set goals while computers handled routine tasks. ARPANET's success relied on key figures. Bob Taylor secured funding, Larry Roberts provided engineering leadership, and Paul Barron developed packet switching, creating distributed networks resistant to single-point failures. The Network Working Group, led by Stephen Crocker, established Requests for Comments, RFCs, creating an open collaboration model for digital innovation. Robert Kahn and Vince Cerf later developed TCP/IP protocols to connect diverse networks seamlessly. The Internet's architecture embodied its creators' values, emphasizing distributed power over centralization and following Dave Clark's principle of rough consensus and running code, a system designed for sharing that demonstrated how innovation thrives with free information flow. Tim Berners-Lee created the World Wide Web at CERN to bridge the gap between computers' methodical processing and humans' natural ability to make random associations. By 1990, he established the web's core elements, HTTP protocol, HTML language, browser, and server software. Mark Andreessen and Eric Bina later enhanced accessibility with Mosaic, introducing embedded images and simple installation. The web evolved as users shifted from consumption to creation. Justin Hall championed HTML publishing, Eve Williams' blogger platform popularized blogging, and Ward Cunningham's wiki software enabled direct web page editing, realizing Berners-Lee's vision of a read-write web. Wikipedia, launched by Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger in 2001, became history's largest collaborative knowledge project, while Google's search engine, developed by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, leveraged collective intelligence through analyzing web links. Ada Lovelace correctly predicted computers would manipulate general symbols in successions of unlimited variety, though machines still cannot truly think or originate ideas. The future lies in augmented intelligence, human-computer partnerships leveraging complementary strengths. Chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov proved this when human strategy combined with computer tactics proved unbeatable. The digital revolution's next phase will merge technology with creative arts, as Lovelace's spiritual heirs flourish at the intersection of arts and sciences. Computing has evolved through tension between open collaboration and proprietary rights since 1945, when core concepts entered public domain. This transformation from specialized tools to mental extensions advances through collaborative innovation that exceeds individual capabilities.